You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. After 10 days of deliberation, the jury in the Irv Lewis Scooter Libby trial decided that the former chief of staff for the vice president of the United States was guilty of the 4 of the 5 charges levied against him. Some are hailing this as a victory for the justice system, as they pointed this as proof of a democracy that works. A democracy where nobody is above the law. A democracy where not even the high-ranking officials can escape the scorn of a tenacious judicial system. These sentiments may make good sound bites, but they only amount to wishful thinking. Who in their right mind would rejoice over swatting a net when the room is full of hornets? True. In the grand scheme of things, Libby is much larger than a net. After all, he is one of the chief architects behind the Project for a New American Century. He is one of the so-called Vulcans whose imperialist ideology is the driving force behind the president's foreign policy. He shares the blame for the tens and thousands of innocent lives that have been slaughtered in the genocidal war on terror. However, this proven purveyor of falsehood is only one among many. Most of us have forgotten the CIA's original request to Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. He was specifically charged with discovering and prosecuting the people responsible for outing the identity of Valerie Plame, a clandestine agent. It is now known that the decision to out Plame was a systemic plot involving many members of the Bush administration. However, not a single person will pay the price. Even Libby has escaped condemnation for his obvious involvement in an act akin to treason. And even in his case, experts are already predicting that whatever sentence he may garner will be nullified by a pardon from the president for whom he played patsy. This is just another reminder that there is no justice in our nation. Justice can only be administered when all citizens are subject to the rule of law, irrespective of his or her position in life. Lewis Scooter Libby may appear to be disgraced, but his co-conspirators are still free to implement their imperial plans. He served as the guilt-ridden goat for a fraternity that sacrificed him freely in order to preserve their sacred charter. Libby may be in the hot seat, but other members of the Project for a New American Century are still in the right positions to implement their plan for world domination. Paul Wolfowitz still sits comfortably at the head of the World Bank. Zalmay Khalilzad will soon move from his role as governor of Iraq to continue John Bolton's inflexible tenure in the United Nations. And although pushed aside in the name of political expedience, Donald Rumsfeld still has an office in the Pentagon. Then there's Paula Dobriansky, who still influences policy as Undersecretary of State for Democracy and Global Affairs, and Aaron Friedberg, who still has the air of those who served under him during his time as Cheney's Deputy Assistant for National Security Affairs and Director of Policy Planning. And let's not forget Dick Cheney himself, who is still the rambunctious Vice President of the United States of America. Do I need to mention more names? Libby may have been sacrificed, but the plan that led him to out Valerie Plame is still alive and kicking. It's at times like these when I am comforted by the fact that there is more to reality than we can see. Members of the Project for a New American Century may believe that they have managed to escape the judiciary radar, but there is a bigger court in session. It's a court presided over by one who knows the very secrets discussed in the most secure boardrooms at the Pentagon. It's a court where the prosecutor knows the real identity of every perpetrator who uses the guise of democracy and liberation to build personal power and wealth. It's a court that cannot be corrupted by political processes or crafted lawyers spewing cunning lies. Soon and very soon, Lewis Scooter Libby, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Zalmay Khalilzad, Paul Wolfowitz, and yes, Keith Augustus Burton will all have to stand before the perfect judge of the universe. At that time, every deed and secret thing will be brought to judgment, and an eternal verdict will be announced that is not subject to presidential pardon. As you think of your impending appointment with justice, I trust that you will always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.
I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.